So, Hare Krishna Prabhus, I'm very happy that you could come. We will start now our first session of this course entitled Preaching is the Essence. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadha Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Before starting with the subject matter, I would like to introduce you how we are going to do the whole course. We have distributed to you a few leaves or sheets of paper. During the course, we will distribute more to you and more to you and more to you. You get a whole package. Now, what this is these are my personal notes for the class, and I would recommend you that you follow these notes, and whenever there is something which in my explanation seems to be of interest and clarify the notes, you can please write in the notes, so that what you take home from this course are your personal notes for preaching Krishna consciousness, because preaching really is a very individualistic endeavor. Every devotee who is going to do something in the realm of preaching has to find his or her own way of adopting certain principles, which I hope to present to all of you. We will have also one morning lecture where I will address all of the devotees on the subject called the being empowered to preach. And I want to request all of you to please pay close attention, because at the end of the seminar there is a test. And you will be tested how much you were actually following the course. It is not very difficult. Don't be afraid, but be prepared. So, okay, we can start now. Also, I will try to be as concise and concentrated as possible. And let me just find out. We have to keep, of course, the time. I sit down, then I will be reminded. Okay, so Srila Prabhupada has given us four preaching formulas. Of course, you all know them. Its books are the basis. Preaching is the essence. Purity is a force. And utility is a principle. We will talk about all these four goals, but of course, concentrate mostly on preaching as the essence. We have a goal which we would like to accomplish, and that is to make you an effective preacher who is equipped with the mood of preaching, who has an understanding of preaching, how to do it according to time, place and circumstances, and we hope to give you the tools which you require in order to be a successful carrier of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have, and this is what I want to start with, to pay my thanks to Gunagrahi Maharaj and Mahatma Prabhu, who gave a course last Kartik in Vrindavan called Expanding the Flow of Mercy. I've taken lots of the quotes which I will use today from this course and try to extract a few of the very important principles. Now, first of all, I would like to start with the question, what does preaching mean to all of you? If we want to collect a few understandings. Here's my... To share Krishna consciousness with others, I will repeat it so that the tapes hear it. Yes? To attract people to the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. To become purified ourselves. To connect the souls with Krishna. Now, the men are all not interested in preaching. They have no here.
To get the people in touch with Prabhupada.
To get the people in touch with Srila Prabhupada's books. You seem to be a book distributor. Yes? To simply fulfill Prabhupada's instructions. Yes, very good. Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
To obtain the mercy of the Lord.
To obtain the mercy of the Lord. Yes. I also have a definition which is very much close to what you said, to give the mercy of the Lord. And there is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam which focuses on this meaning. It says, Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha Abhira Shumbha Javana Kashadaya. This shloka means that even people from sinful countries, like speaking to today to you like a member from the Hunas, that means the Germans, the East Germans and the Russians, they can come to the devotional service of Lord Krishna by coming in contact with his devotees. The devotees are glorified because they can bring people in contact with Krishna. That was one definition which we heard. And they are glorified because they can actually distribute the mercy of Lord Krishna to the fallen conditioned souls. Our movement in Krishna consciousness is a preaching movement. In fact, Srila Prabhupada has often said that all the different aspects of our movement are simply means for bringing people in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The goal of our movement is actually foretold in the Vedic scriptures. Even at the very early beginning of the Vedic time, when the first Vaishnavas were there in South India, one famous Namal Alva said, I can see them. I can see them. What could he see? Devotees of the sea-colored or ocean-colored Lord, they are swarming the earth, going to all different parts of the world, chanting the holy names of the Lord. In other words, this preaching mission is a mission which has it's not the based on one individual or the new kind of movement called ISKCON, but it is foretold in the ancient Vedic scriptures as something which will spread Krishna consciousness to in this Kali Yuga. For this end, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis appeared right from the spiritual world and brought with them the holy name. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. It means the holy name is a direct import of the spiritual world. It is foretold that in this day and age it will be spread all over. Prabhupada once said, Krishna consciousness will be spread simply because it is the will of the Lord. And it is already foretold. It will spread with you or without you. The decision which each one of us in this room and in this movement has to make is, will Krishna consciousness spread with me? Or will I be lying away from the mainstream, doing my the activities which my mind and my body tell me? Krishna, you can all decide to become an instrument in fulfilling a prediction which has been made all over the Shastras and in the Vedic scriptures. So, I will jump. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, just a few days before his decease from this world, was encouraging all his disciples and all the members of the Gaudiya Math to become a part of the preaching movement. He said, I wish that every noble-hearted and tender person of the Gaudiya Math is prepared to shed thousands of liters of blood for the nourishment of the spiritual body of each individual in this world. It's a little strong, but I have just learned this morning from a devotee who is expert in addressing the public, that it's good to speak a little shockingly so that no one, that everyone is focused with his attention. So Srila Prabhupada, as a perfect disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, took up that vision for making the world Krishna consciousness. And he had a few goals he wanted to do. As early as when he was not yet in India, in America, when he was staying at Radha Damodar Temple in Vrindavan, he once had a vision. He looked out of his window and he saw next to the Samadhi tomb, to the bhajan kutir of Rupa Goswami, sitting. And he had a water pot next to him. And Rupa Goswami was smiling and laughing. Why? Well, there were Western devotees going around the bhajan kutir and the samadhi of Rupa Goswami, chanting the holy name. So he was sitting there, Rupa Goswami, looking at this, just smiling and laughing. And Prabhupada took this as a direct inspiration for him to spread the preaching movement following the example of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan. So he had a few goals even at that time. At that time he wrote once in one of his diaries, I want that each month back to Godheads are brought to Afghanistan, to America, and also to Germany. When he was sitting there in his room, he had this vision that everywhere, even the Germans and the Belgians, I suppose, didn't find them in the notebook of Prabhupada, but why not? For sure they were also included in Prabhupada's plan to make to spread Krishna consciousness in every country. And the way Prabhupada wanted to do this is first and foremost by book distribution. Prabhupada always said that book distribution is a basis of spreading Krishna consciousness. He said that the books of his would be, how could you say, become the law books of the society. Now Prabhupada had also what he described to be the skyscraper skeleton. He has a sophisticated plan to spread Krishna consciousness, and I feel that you need to know about this skyscraper skeleton a little bit, because then when you understand the whole plan of Srila Prabhupada, you can also understand each facet and also understand what will be expected of you. Preaching is the essence. You need to understand it in context. It's just like if you want to eat, you have to look at your whole plate to look what's there and then decide how much and how you will and when you will take that singular preparation which attracts your attachment the most of all. So Prabhupada's idea about the skyscraper's skeleton, that's a very important word, and you might be tested on it, so please pay close attention. I have built the skyscraper skeleton now. You are all intelligent American and European boys and girls. Fill in the spaces nicely in good taste. Do not deviate from our high standard. That will mean great dishonor to me. Push on in your preaching work as I have shown you. Remain pure, enthusiastic and optimistic, and Krishna will favor you with all good results and benedictions. That's a letter to Sridham written in the year 1971. So Prabhupada's skyscraper building or skeleton had many parts, and I have just listed in your list 26 parts. I don't think I should read them all for you, but you can read them after the class, please, and have them as a homework, so to say. Do it as a homework, so to say. He put book distribution at the basis of his skeleton, and then there were other programs. I've just listed them. Scientific preaching, recruiting festivals, Ratha Yatra, Food for Life, public communication, or what is it, public communications, Indians in the West. Prabhupada once said he had learned all these things from his father, except for two programs. That is book distribution. He didn't learn that from his father, and diorama. These two things he learned from his spiritual father, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So all these different programs, which please don't read them now, because you can, otherwise we will not be able to go on so swiftly. Please read them in your free time, and so on. These are all Prabhupada's, this is Prabhupada's skyscraper skeleton. A skeleton means a build, the gross part of a building. It's not yet completed, but it has to be completed. So preaching means to become active in this skeleton and put everything in good taste and in a very nice manner, so that people will become attracted by all these programs to Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada's preaching heart was very, very big. We are speaking about Prabhupada's heart now. It was very big.
He had very, very big plans. In Vrindavan, you can see there is in his room a little note which he wrote just before he went to preach to Mrs. Indira Gandhi. Prabhupada told to Mrs. Gandhi that all the members of the parliament should be brahmanas, and before they do any political decision, they should make kirtans. Two times kirtans is mandatory, so that they get all the nonsense out of the brain. No slaughterhouses, no prostitution. He had these notes in his notebook. You will find them very pleasing. He also wanted to see Mr. Nixon, and he said, "I want to preach to him, and if Mr. Nixon has a cool head," he was the president of America at that time, "he can help us spread Krishna consciousness." He wanted to see the Pope, but he said, "I don't want to see the Pope if it's just a formal visit. I want to discuss with him how we can improve the position in the society." You can see Prabhupada was a revolutionary. He had an idea, but he was not over enthusiastic. He was very realistic. In order to spread his movement, he had the humility and the tapasya to come to America and train his disciples. Once he said, "It's like a circus for training wild animals." He stood in line with his disciples before the shower room. Yes. He cooked for his disciples. He served them prasadam. He was the first one who made the ISKCON bullets, that is, gulab jamuns, this is a sweet, which he put before the door so that when his young listeners would leave the room of the spiritual world, they would first take a gulab jamun, an ISKCON bullet, and in this way not fall into maya and smoke and drink and do other forbidden things. In other words, his vision was very great, but his the way he went to accomplish it was extremely realistic and down to earth. Yes, this is Prabhupada once wrote, and I think this makes it very, this summarizes what I really want to say, is he wrote to one of his disciples, "Just as you have already understood the benefits of this Krishna consciousness movement, try to realize and assimilate it more and more. Our movement is the greatest gift to the human race. They may not immediately appreciate, but time will come and history will give evidence that this movement saved the human society from being fallen into barbarianism." This is a movement to save the society from barbarianism. So, when Srila Prabhupada came to America, he knew he stood up against a wall. He knew that the people with whom he wanted to fulfill parts of his vision were very fallen and totally disqualified. And therefore, when he came, he first prayed to Lord Krishna in a very intimate way. And I want to read something of this prayer for your understanding, which will more or less tell you a little bit of the mood of a preacher. "My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. He's in America, huh? Now you can do whatever you like with me. I will jump a little because it's time will not allow to go through the whole prayer. Most of the population here is covered by ignorance and passion modes of nature, and I do not know how they will be able to understand the transcendental message of Vasudev. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. And he says, all living entities have become under control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. If you so desire, I wish that you may deliver them, and only by your such desire, all of them will be able to understand your message. This prayer is very, very nice, and in my own service as a preacher, I have often read this prayer before preaching engagements, and when I was preparing myself, das ist nichts mehr drin, danke. When I was preparing myself for preaching, so I can just recommend to all of you to dive deeply into the mood of this prayer. You can find it in the first volume of the Lilamrita, I believe at the very end of the text. It's a preacher's prayer. Please find this and then preach it. It helps you very, very much to get into the right mood. Now, Srila Prabhupada's main preaching program was books are the basis, and I want to let you understand a little bit what this instruction means. If a preacher doesn't understand Prabhupada's mood of preaching, it will be very, very difficult for him to actually go in any preaching programs. If he doesn't understand how books are the basis, he won't be a good preacher. And you will see why from Prabhupada's own statements, which we have collected here. So as you can see, all the quotes which I'm quoting are from different sources, and they are not on the paper. It would be very nice if at some later time when I give this course, I would have the quotes printed out individually, and then you can read them, because the quotes are really important. Please do not think that, oh, they are not on the paper, I will not be tested on them. These quotes are actually the basis of all this. So, let us start. Srila Prabhupada saw his prime duty to his spiritual master to publish and distribute books. In fact, in Radhakund, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave his lectures, he told Prabhupada personally, if you ever get some money, print books. He gave him that instruction already then when Prabhupada was a householder, and immediately Prabhupada started to work on this, writing back to Godhead. He wrote in 1976, our first business is this book distribution. There is no need of any other business. If this book distribution is managed properly, pushed on with great enthusiasm and determination, and at the same time, if our men keep spiritually strong, then the whole world will become Krishna conscious. He said, you have the right view of the importance of my books. Books will always remain. That was the view of my Guru Maharaj, and I also have taken it. Therefore, I started my movement with my books. and we shall be able to maintain everything with the sales of the books. The temples will be maintained by the book sales, and if there are no more temples, then the books shall remain. In fact, when Prabhupada very early at the movement started to incorporate ISKCON, he went with one mother of a devotee to make a second society, a second registered entity, and that was the BBT. So later, the devotees asked this mother, why did Prabhupada register the BBT separately from ISKCON? You know, do you understand the question? It's a very interesting point. Here's Srila Prabhupada registering his society. Why not everything in one? It's the same thing, after all. And the mother said, well, your spiritual master said, maybe something will happen to the movement, but to the book distribution, nothing may happen. Here's this was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's instruction. Prabhupada's god brothers did not actually understand or follow these instructions. They concentrated on building temples, on building maths, and they put the book publishing and distribution on the second place. But Srila Prabhupada, he put the book publication and distribution on the first place, and this way followed the instruction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the most perfect way. He said, without our books, our preaching will have no effect. My ambition is to spread these books far and wide all over the world. Now listen to this. So that everyone shall read at least one of our books, and that will change his life. If only 1% become devotees, that will change the world. In science, this is an established fact. You know that you have the monkey example. There was a monkey. The monkey on one island, they ate potatoes which they took from the earth. Then one day a very clever monkey began to wash the potato before he ate it, and the other monkeys, they thought, oh, this is nonsense, didn't do it. But finally, after some time, they also started to adopt to this behavior, because it's much more tasty, a potato with salt and a clean, no sand. It is much more enjoyment. So after 100 monkeys in that one island had adopted to this principle of washing the potato before eating it, in a separate island many miles away from it, all the monkeys took to this new progressive way of enjoying the potatoes. You can find that if a certain behavioral pattern comes up, then this spreads on its own strength. We know how, because there's a super soul within everyone, and there is a connection being made like this. So Prabhupada said, I never stressed on temple. I was engaged in publishing the Back to Godhead. Whatever I could do, I did it because I took it very seriously that he is very sorry that the things were not done. He means Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said, there will be fire in this Gaudiya Math. Agun Jalbe, he said. Amori Tochi Loka Kichoi Boy Kakrayebo. If I can, I shall see that these marbles of the temple is sold and convert them into books. That was his mission. It's very important that you understand this one point. Prabhupada was so satisfied whenever a new book came out. Every time I see a new publication of my books, it gives me so much enthusiasm that my life is increased by 100 years. Now this is really the secret of success. Prabhupada kept the order of his spiritual master Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur as the most important guiding principle in his life, and therefore he was so satisfied. Why should someone be satisfied when a new book is published that his life increases 100 times? The reason is because here he has satisfied, Prabhupada feels he has satisfied his spiritual master by this way. Prabhupada, when he came to the West, he had a few books with him. And when the toll, when he passed the toll, do you know what is toll? Customs. The man at the customs asked him, are these books for sale? No. We're just distributing them. You know. He passed into America with a typical book distribution mentality. That's how he came. You can, you have to understand this in order to. When Prabhupada left, shortly before Prabhupada left the world, one old friend of him, Bhagaji, asked him what would be the future of ISKCON after he had gone. He asked him, what will happen to your disciples if you leave, or when you leave? And Srila Prabhupada said, they all will become hippies again. But not if they preach. When we say preaching, books are the basis. We had that. Now we're going into preaching as the essence. It is actually also the essence of our own lives in Krishna consciousness. One devotee has said, preaching is for self-purification. Prabhupada has said something very interesting in this regard. This Krishna consciousness movement means preaching. See, I have this at my address book. This is an important quote. Without preaching, one can have no taste. And without taste, you won't be able to go on with this Hari Hari Bol. If you don't preach, in a few years after I leave, there will be no more Hare Krishna movement. Because no one is preaching in the churches, they are all closing up. So why don't you get serious about this preaching work? It is my dream that you take over the United States and make it Krishna conscious. Practically speaking, my Guru Maharaj has invented this movement for that purpose. My ambition is that you make a revolution against this godless society. Sachinandan Swami's preaching book. That's all I can offer. I'm sorry. Address book. It's a very good quote. You have to write it down and put it in your own preaching book. It's so significant. My ambition is that you make a revolution against this godless society. See. Prabhupada says, we don't want to be president. We are satisfied living in our temples wearing simple dress. But we want to guide everyone. So you have to know my books. Read and preach. Both things must be there. Then you will have potency. Preaching means fighting. How do you like this quote? Okay? Yes, why not? Why not? You can, I would suppose it like this. Lalita Mataji will make photocopies of this particular thing, and then you can stick it into your own address book or, you know, wherever you, maybe 10 places in your life, you stick it there. First of all, in your mind. So, now, I was asking in the beginning what you understand to be preaching, to mean preaching, and Prabhupada has given a few interesting statements about preaching. We are quite, I will conclude with this, just to give you an understanding that you only have to concentrate a little bit longer, please, and then we are through with it. Srila Rupa Goswami's definition of preaching is to spread an atmosphere of auspiciousness in the world, which benefits all the people. This atmosphere of auspiciousness is already at work. I know that some of you have, looking at the present state of the world, you might not agree at first glance that there is an auspicious atmosphere spreading in the world. And in fact, we can see a lot of Kali Yuga spreading in the world today. But Prabhupada has made a very interesting observation, which I would like to read to you. It's from a room conversation in 1977 in Bhubaneshwar. Hari Sori Prabhu says, Krishna consciousness spreads, and we see these different things happening in the world that are coming nearer to a religious way of life or a spiritual understanding, even though that may not be directly connected with our Krishna consciousness movement. Still, is that the cause, because there is an auspicious atmosphere that people come to these conclusions? For instance, reincarnation, or vegetarianism, or you could say the concern for nature, all these things are can be called a sub-religious principles. So Hari Sori asked, does this have anything to do with the preaching? And Prabhupada says, yes! Yes, the Hare Krishna mantra is going on. That purifies. Hari Sori, so that's purifying the atmosphere. Yes, says Prabhupada, that will help. That will help them. So, Krishna consciousness is directly responsible for all these sociological changes in the awareness of people nowadays all around the world. Now, Prabhupada says in a lecture in 1969, this chanting of Hare Krishna is welfare work for all sentient beings, even the worms, the microbes, the cockroaches. So many living entities are within this room. By hearing this vibration of Hare Krishna mantra, they will be getting also result. There are many germs, worms, cockroaches within this room. They all are being benefited. They are being benefited. You cannot find any place without living entities. So, this is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita when Lord Chaitanya questioned Haridas Thakur about the efficacy of chanting. In other words, preaching or spreading Krishna consciousness works on a very subtle platform. We will get into these subtle things a little later. Prabhupada gave another very nice definition for preaching, which I want to also give you. Please hear this. You can read it in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 1, text 1. The topics of Lord Krishna are so auspicious that they purify the speaker, the hearer, and the inquirer. They are compared to the Ganges water, which flow from the toe of Lord Krishna. Wherever the Ganges water go, they purify the land and the person who bathes in them. Similarly, Krishna Katha, or the topics of Krishna, are so pure that wherever they are spoken, the place, wherever you preach, the place, the hearer, the inquirer, and the speaker, all concerned, become purified. How nice it is. So this is where I want to end. One last thing. You have to hear this also. Now, when you preach to someone, what do you want him to think at the end? Huh? Yes. He wants to become a devotee. That is what he wants. Mm-hmm. Yes? He should be attracted. By ISKCON. Mm-hmm. Yes. He should think that Krishna or Srila Prabhupada are very nice. He should buy books. He is someone who wants to make marks. This is confirmed by the jet. I mean, it's a real good statement you made. See, the devatas are applauding you by sending a jet. All right, so this Mataji has said, without these people I cannot go on living, right? Yes, here, this is said, I mean, what you have said has obviously gotten the applause of the whole creation, but here is, instead of thinking, unless I have a drink, I will go mad. Unless I have a drink, I will go mad. One should think, unless I associate with a sadhu, I will go mad. When we can think in this way, we will become liberated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has stated that he wants every village in the entire world to be a center for Krishna consciousness, so that people can take advantage of sadhus and in turn become sadhus. This is the mission of this Krishna consciousness movement. It is good to go to the Himalayas to meditate for one's personal benefit. No, anyways, this is already the state. Now, here's something else. Those sadhus who leave Vrindavan to go fight in the world to spread Krishna consciousness are superior sadhus. This is the opinion of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. They are superior to those who go in the forest to meditate. So these are some quotations by Srila Prabhupada, which I wanted to read to you as a basis of this course. Tomorrow I will talk about preaching and preacher's personal life. That will take up a whole session. And then the day after tomorrow I will talk about being empowered and need to be empowered in the morning class, because the devotees all want to hear this, I've heard. And then I will get into very interesting things. Amongst others, I will talk on how to give a good public lecture which can grab the attention of people and turn their mind to Krishna consciousness. Then I will talk on the secret of preaching. Have a few very nice quotes about this. And I think we will all have a very nice time at understanding together. We have now, I'm most probably the first one who ends on time. I can't even believe it myself. We have 10 more minutes, so I think I will relax the atmosphere a little bit and will ask you if you have any questions regarding the seminar or regarding the things which we discussed today. Yes?
How should we prepare ourselves with this material
for study? Well, when I was in school, I never liked tests. In fact, I always looked over the shoulder of everyone. And now, this is the first time where I tell devotees to make tests after a seminar. I mean, there are tests, obviously, in our movement, which are made. I'm a great tester, but not in written form. So my first idea was to make it real difficult, so to say, to take revenge for everything which was done to me. But then I decided, no, come on, be kind to your audience. It will be it will be questions which will be, you just have to listen to the class and they will be questions to what is explained. It will be questions of understanding, because I personally do believe that if there is a subject matter which is understood, it is much, much better than, you know, just asking technical questions which you prepare when there is an examination, and then you just call them like prisoners from your memory, and they come out, go on the paper, and they are lost forever. I believe that this test is more a test for me, really, if I can make my points understood to all of you. There is no material, really. There's one thing, how to set up a Namhatta thing. I have written an article which I will distribute to you and which I will request you to read, and we will discuss about this. This will be done towards the end. But don't be afraid, it is not a heavy test. Yeah.
Maharaj, what is your most essential feeling or sentiment which makes you want to preach?
Well, I personally am not a great soul, but Prabhupada once said, I personally have no qualifications. In a very humble way, he said like this, my hope is to be dragged by Narada Muni and the Guru Parampara out of this world and brought back to home, back to Godhead. I will read you a little later this quotation. So I think every sincere disciple should come in this serve this mission of the parampara which Prabhupada served. He is at the end of the parampara. He is dragging us, and we should drag in a similar way other people. Prabhupada once said, it's not difficult to become a guru. He said to every one of his disciples to become a guru. And he said, you should just help people to become Krishna consciousness. This is, in other words, my understanding that my spiritual master is serving the parampara at you know, by helping to drag people out of this world. And I should help him. Prabhupada said, if you at all feel indebted to me, you should preach like me. So this is my main motivation. Another thing is that this movement rests on two principles. One is to develop taste in the holy name, and the second principle is to give mercy to fallen conditioned souls. Someone, a human being who is not interested to help others, is not really a human being. An animal is selfish, and a human being must learn jiva daya, or mercy towards others. Otherwise, he has not fully developed the human qualities. That's another mission. Well, there are many reasons why I believe preaching is very essential for everyone. Yet, but these are some. Mm-hmm. Any other? This was the easy lesson. Tomorrow it will be a little bit, this was like building the foundation stone. Tomorrow we hope to really get into some educational purposes, to show some a dynamic principle of preaching. So for today, I would just request all of you to please read this point C, an overview of the significance and objectives of the various preaching programs established by Srila Prabhupada. It's only 26 points, but I feel that if you have the skyscraper skeleton in your mind, it will be very, very beneficial for you to follow the rest of the course. In concluding, I want to thank you all for coming. I feel very, very happy. You can see I'm even a little nervous from happiness to address all of you with this very important subject matter of spreading Krishna consciousness. All of us should become preachers and should learn the art. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.